From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. In Mali's capital, Bamako, the dead include French, Canadian, Chinese, and American citizens. Officials are saying two gunmen were also killed after attacking a hotel. Mariamo Diallo reports that two Al-Qaeda affiliates have claimed responsibility for Friday's attack.
Malian security officials say the gunmen were jihadists who entered Bamako's Radisson Blue Hotel at 7 a.m. in a car with diplomatic plates. They took scores of hotel guests and staff hostage. State-run TV ORTM on the scene showed live pictures of Malian and French security forces who had stormed the hotel, escorting some of the hostages out. Mali has been battling rebels linked to Al-Qaeda for several years. Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb and an affiliate, El Mourabitoun, jointly claimed responsibility for Friday's assault. Mariama Diallo, VOA News, Washington.
Thousands of defiant Parisians marked the one-week anniversary of the terror attacks on Friday night. Many were out laying wreaths and lighting candles or just standing in silence at the city's Place de la République, which has become a central memorial to victims of terror. Earlier, tens of thousands of Muslims lined up in heavy rain for Friday prayers at Paris's central mosque. Security was very tight, while many turned out to demonstrate, they said, that Islam has nothing to do with terrorism. The Islamic State claimed responsibility for last Friday's coordinated terrorist attacks that killed 130, wounded 350 or more. Meanwhile, the manhunt continues for at least one suspected terrorist on the run from those attacks. This is VOA News. Malaysian Prime Minister Najib Razak today called on his fellow Southeast Asian leaders to unite in a moderation over extremism to combat jihadists. VOA Steve Herman reporting now from the ASEAN summit in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia.
Opening the 27th ASEAN summit, the host Najib Razak said he was altering his intended remarks in order to address the recent terrorist attacks by Muslim extremists in France, Mali, and elsewhere.
We must not lose sight of the fact that the ideology itself must be exposed as the lie that it is and vanquished, for it is not Islamic. It cannot be.
The Malaysian Prime Minister quoted the Quran to rebut the jihadists, telling his fellow Asian leaders,
moderation or wasatiyah is at the heart of Islam. It is a Quranic injunction that no Muslim can disobey.
Najib credits ASEAN since its inception in 1967 as helping to keep the peace in what he calls a highly diverse region. For some years, however, the region has been seeing increasing support among its Muslim extremists for such groups as Al-Qaeda and the so-called Islamic State, according to regional security officials. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the ASEAN summit in Kuala Lumpur.
Russia says it has carried out a massive bombing campaign against the Islamic State targets in Syria. Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu reported to President Vladimir Putin that Russian warplanes destroyed 15 oil facilities and more than 500 fuel trucks in bombings this week in a bid to cripple the economic and financial foundations of the Islamic State. Syrian Observatory for Human Rights told the French news agency that 36 people were killed and at least 50 airstrikes. Chinese state media say 21 workers were killed when a fire broke out at a coal mine late Friday in a northeastern city. Rescuers are continuing to search for one other missing worker at the state-owned mine in Jishi City. 38 workers were in the mine shaft when the fire broke out, according to Xinhua, which said that 16 people managed to escape. Report did not say how the fire started, but it said it was brought under control. Pope Francis will arrive in Kenya on Wednesday to start his first official Africa visit. As in previous tours, he's expected to speak out about an issue close to his heart, climate change, a topic with some special resonance in Africa. A recent World Bank report said more than 100 million people could be pushed into poverty by the year 2030 due to the impact of climate change, with sub-Saharan Africa and countries in South Asia being the hardest hit. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.